News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Jamaica is well positioned to make further economic gains this year. Managing Director of the United States-based investment firm Oppenheimer & Company, Gregory Fisher, says this is based on the government's efforts under the tight economic program with the International Monetary Fund, the IMF. The Oppenheimer Managing Director says 2014 will be a very important year for Jamaica and pointed to several factors that are supportive of the country's economic growth going forward.
I'm not expecting a sudden rise in Jamaica GDP growth rates, but these factors will hopefully build the needed economic momentum that has been greatly missed for decades and finally get Jamaica on a higher path of growth.
Mr. Fisher was addressing the Jamaica Stock Exchange 9th Regional Conference on Investments and Capital Markets in Kingston last week. National Security Minister Peter Bunting is assuring that despite being a serious challenge, crime is not spiraling out of control. He says there was an increase in murders in the third quarter of 2013. However, with the launch of Operation Resilience, by November there was an encouraging adjustment in the murder rate.
We began to see an encouraging moderation in the rate of murders in November 2013. And since mid-December, there has been a further reduction in the murder rate to approximately 2.5 per day, which is a 34% decline from what we were experiencing during the third quarter spike. So crime is not spiraling out of control, as is the standard comment I hear from in the media.
Minister Bunting was speaking at the Jamaica House press briefing. Meanwhile, Minister Bunting adds that there has been a downward trend in all other major crimes. He says during the fourth quarter, Operation Resilience launched 346 anti-gang operations, made 361 arrests, and recovered 201 firearms. The Jamaica Constabulary Force, the JCF, will begin outfitting select police units with body cameras as part of its strategy to improve transparency in interactions with the public. The initiative is also aimed at improving the gathering of evidence of criminal activities. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says the use of the devices should also encourage police personnel to act in accordance with the force's professional standards.
The idea of body-worn cameras is that they either go on the chest of the officer, if it is an officer who is wearing a helmet or a fairly hard hat, or as technology improves, they now have the Google Glass version of it, where you essentially wear something like just looking like a pair of glasses. There are various versions, some that record in device, some which transmit from the device back to a patrol vehicle, and some which transmit back to a central control over the 3G or 4G network. So there are a number of options.
Mr. Bunting was speaking at last Thursday's Jamaica House press briefing. The Bankruptcy and Insolvency Act 2013 has been sent to a joint select committee of Parliament for review. The bill, which is expected to replace the existing bankruptcy and insolvency laws, was tabled in the Senate last month. The review will address issues including the stigma of personal bankruptcy, which the current law doesn't. It will also make provisions for the rehabilitation or the reorganization of the business affairs of debtors. The committee, which consists of members of the upper and lower houses, will file a report once the review is completed. And micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, are set to benefit from the Logistics Hub initiative. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says the Logistics Hub initiative will provide a huge demand for all types of services which Jamaican companies can provide.
There will be numerous opportunities for support services to companies and persons working in and around the special economic zones at the airports and ports, logistics parks and industrial parks.
Minister Hilton was speaking at a Logistics Hub symposium last week. The symposium was organized by the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce and the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce in association with JAMPRU and the Jamaica Business Development Corporation. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I am Camilla Guthrie.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.